with Allie Alberigo, SchoolOwnerTalk.com. Allie, happy Monday to you.
Yeah, you too as well. I hope everything went well this weekend. You had a good weekend. You get a little bit of time to relax. I know you had a big black belt test and a lot going on.
Yeah, we had about a 7.5-hour black belt test on Saturday, 25 different candidates, some going for first degree, second degree, and then another one going for their third degree and also their instructor's license as well. So, yeah, it was a good time. And we finished that up, and gosh, what did I do? I came home, got a little something to eat. We had a graduation party later that night we had to go to. So it was a quick day once I got done at, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, so now you had set up your weekend, and do you do the test on like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or is it like a one day? You do 7 hours. How does that work?
Yeah, it's one day. It's on a Saturday, but it's not just that day, because we actually have like most schools do. We have a black belt, prep cycle, if you will, and there's three pretests that they have to go through in order to even be eligible to come to the actual test. So, in as much as, the test was on one day, there were still other things that were happening, prior to that, months ahead. So 3 months prior to today, there was other tests.
That's awesome, though. Same thing with me. I do this big extravaganza, and it's like it leads 6 months. It's called the 6-month black belt training success system or success cycle. And it leads up to that final day, first day of the walkthrough and the second day of the physical test where they run and jog, and then the last day of the actual martial art test. So it's quite life transforming, it's definitely interesting. But, that leads me into a thought. You and I always seem, I guess people may perceive this because I get a certain amount of emails that are like, how do you get so much done in one day? Like why and how, and how did you learn to be so productive? And, one of my friends had actually written to me on Facebook, private messaged me, and he's like, I listen to Dwayne and your calls every week. And, I'm just amazed at what you guys accomplish. And how do you do it? I can't seem to get that together. So I started working with him on, time management or, scheduling or goal setting. And they're actually three separate things. And I do them one way. I know you do them differently. You're much more automated and you're able to use software. And I'm kind of the hardcore paper goal setting kind of guy, although I do use my computer and I use Outlook and I goal set and things like that. But I'm kind of like in your face, write it down. In fact, I have it right next to me on the desk right here where I have my day timer for the morning. I write down what I have to do, a call with you, banking, et cetera, et cetera. But it's all handwritten, and I kind of like that. I tried to do it digitally, and I just didn't have a connection to it. What about you? Yeah. Like, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think that's where we differ is, I do use a lot of technology to be able to do those things. I decided when there were times. Like, I guess what I do is I have project time and I have process time, and I guess the definition of those would be helpful for everyone. My project time is when I am working on a particular project, be it a marketing campaign for X, Y, or Z, be it a new system or fixing a system, what have you. That's project time. Process time is when, you got to do the vacuuming, or you got to teach the classes, or you got to, enter in the contracts or what have you. That's all process time. And so that's right. The first thing that I did was I went into my schedule and I understood that in the evening, from 4 o'clock on or 3:30 on, whatever, at least about a half an hour before your classes start, you are not going to get any projects done, nor am I. It's just not going to happen. Because we're in the process mode where we are, servicing the customers that come in through the door or answering right. The telephone or what have you. So I guess that's the first thing that I did was I looked at my schedule in the day and I decided, for me, Tuesdays and Thursdays are my project time, meaning that 8 o'clock in the morning until noon, that's when I have nothing else, like it's blocked out. I have that 4-hour window that's blocked out, and that's where I get the bulk of my stuff done. which is kind of funny because, you know, you say, people, where do you find the time? Well, you make an appointment with yourself. And so that's what I've done in the computer, in Outlook. It has an appointment for me. And so then, you know, my instructors or my program director knows that if somebody needs something during that time, they have to contact me and make sure that they can actually put a, you know, an appointment in there. And I've done that before. Or during the school year, we'll have field trips on Tuesday, Thursday. And before we confirm a field trip, you know, my program director will talk to me and say, hey, you know, this, they want a field trip on this day. Do you have anything planned? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And what I mean by that is I have stapled times throughout the week and throughout the month and throughout the year that I actually have already blocked out ahead of time. And here's kind of what I mean. Like before we got on the call, I told you that, I don't know if I told you or not, but anyways, I did. I do payroll Monday mornings. I do payroll. And, the second Monday of every single month, I do my stats. Like I complete my stats from the following month. The reason I do it on the second Monday is you still need that extra week, in my opinion. I still need that extra week to just make sure everything is processed correctly from the month prior in order to get it done and right. It be done correctly. So I spent, maybe 15 minutes finishing it up this morning. But I know that I have that in my schedule. That's an appointment for me. And so I've done that with everything that I possibly can do that with. I've put appointments in. I know that, you know, back to school. Well, here's another example. This week, I think it's tomorrow or Thursday. I don't remember which, but I know it's this week, is I have an appointment already for myself on my project days to work on my overnighter that I'm going to do in July. Well, I always do an overnighter in July. So what I did is I went into Outlook, made an appointment for myself a month before, and so that it gives me, you know, that time to be able to get everything that I want to get done in order to then decide when I'm going to launch it and, you know, sell it and those type of things. And so I use the appointment book inside of Outlook to do that for me. And what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're saying is you write all that stuff down.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think I'm blending the two together. I do.
I'm winning you over. I'm winning you over.
Yeah, you are. I'm definitely excited to learn more from you. And I've said this before on the automation process with certain softwares. And since I met you, I got Entreport and, you know, a few other things and so on. However, I also, you know, handwrite on notepads on my computer screen. And I, you know, also, you know, enter it into Outlook to some extent. And but you're right, though. I do a majority of my goal setting. Like, for example, right now, and here's my dilemma, and I'll tell you, right, you know, right now I have a whiteboard in front of my face. It's right behind my computer monitors, and I have all my businesses broken down with the goals. So, like, for example, personal goals and then, you know, financial personal goals and then business goals with my website company, with my martial arts schools, the two of them, you know, with my coaching program, with my online store, with my, you know, with my other companies as far as, you know, coupon buying and so on. Anyway, I have it all written there so that I found that if I put it in a computer, in a program, I put it on a piece of paper and it's away and it's out of sight, out of mind, I tend to not look at those things. So believe it or not, even though I'm not consciously reading these things every single day, I'm actually reading them subconsciously by looking up at them and seeing what's going on, and it tends to make me do these things. They're in my mind. They're, you know, front of mind awareness, as we call it, and then I end up doing it. So it's almost like a vision board or a goal board, you know, and people see that stuff on a regular basis, you know. And they don't even realize subconsciously that they're all of a sudden creating a vision for the home they want to have, the family they want to have, the amount of wealth they want to have, and so on. So that's why I like that hard form written out, hand to note kind of paper thing.
Well, I agree with you with that. I do have a vision board that I have my goals, you know, like the end goal, the target.
Right.
But it doesn't – I don't have anything you know, necessarily written down with regards to, like, on a piece of paper, if you will, with regards to the actual, like, I've written down the steps, but then I put them into the appropriate programs that I use in order to make it happen, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you do have to write things down. I totally agree. You do have to have a vision board or, you know, something that you can look at. And you, like you said, you don't look at it every day, but it's there. You glance at it. It's hard to not see it. And it has to be in front mind awareness. But how you get there is totally different. You know, I know that you like to use the word time management, and I disagree with that. And I know you agree with me on the concept, but the verbiage I think is important. I think our language, the language that we use, is so important because it will dictate our actions. And so I learned a long time ago, I don't like the word time management. I don't like the concept of time management because you cannot manage time. You know, when you die, time's going to still go on. You know, you couldn't manage the time when you were here, and you're not going to manage it when you're dead and gone. The only thing that you can manage is your action. And so I like to call it action management. Because I cannot, I personally can't do anything about time. 60 seconds and 60 seconds. I know I've heard of the New York minute, but it really isn't true. And so, you know, it's all about action management. And the reason I say that is because then it puts the burden on me to get things done. People say that I don't have time to do that. No, it's not that because you can't create time. Time's already been created for you. You have to manage inside of that time. Well, what can you manage inside of that time? You can only manage your actions.
Right. So would you say, though, and you know, it's kind of almost semantics in a way where, you know, we are using words differently. And, you know, it's really the same thing. And I think you said that when you first started, that I believe in the concept of what you're saying. It's that I just use different words for it. However, I believe exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, you know, we can never change time. Time is always going on 1 second at a time. You know, however, people's management of the time or actions that they create within a time span, right, what they can get done has to do with their perception of you know, task management, goal setting, time organization, maybe we could call it better. You know, for me, and we're able to create a much more functional, you know, not functional, but much more organized, productive day, you know, to achieve 10 times more than it could ever think of, right? So that's what I think we're both totally on the same page with that.
We are. The only, and I don't want to get hung up on this, but the only thing that I just keep coming back to is I was always looking to manage my time. And I always saw the hourglass just keep getting, like the sand just slipping all the time. And I there was nothing I could do about it, right? I couldn't move. I mean, you can only move so fast. You can only get so many things done. And it wasn't until it hit me in the face when I learned about action management, not time management. And because then it put, like I said, it puts the burden on me to get things done. And it also relieves me of the pressure of time because then I know that I can't do anything about the time, but I can do something about my actions. With that being said, if I could maybe take it to another level with regards to the fact that sometimes we believe that time management has to also do with multitasking. And I am not a proponent of multitasking, nor am I any good at it. I've tried it. I'm no good at it. And that's why I make appointments with myself for a certain time period to get one thing done, the one thing that is going to move my business in the direction that I want it to go, that's the most important. And I know you have always talked about getting, you know, caught up in the thick of things. And, you know, we as school owners wear way too many hats. We have to because we're the owner and we have not outsourced things to different, you know, having a bookkeeper or having an accountant or having, you know, instructors or a program director or what have you. Freedom comes when you decide, you know, really what the one thing, the most important thing for you to get done in that day, and you can have multiple one things. So I don't want you to think, or, you know, the callers to think that you can, you know, only get one thing done in a day. But you do have to get the one thing done in a day that is the most important. And then you can move to the second one thing. Because if you got that one thing done and gone, now there's another thing that surfaces that is the one thing. And I think that's so important because we do. We just juggle way too many balls. And then, of course, we're only giving half attention. You know how it is, right? When you're working on a project and then your phone rings or somebody messages you on Facebook or you get a text. It totally takes your mind away from the game. You're distracted. That's why, you know, when you see the people that get paid millions of dollars to play, you know, these sports, that's why they're so focused in that one thing and they don't let anything else going on in the gymnasium or out in the field bother them, or at least they shouldn't, because it will break their concentration on the one thing, the most important thing, the job to get done at that time. Does that make sense?
It totally does. There's a few things that came to mind, though, and if you don't mind, I'm going to get a little esoteric, you know, spiritual here, and maybe even not spiritual, but martial art, mindset.
Go for it.
I have a thing in the martial arts that I call slowing it down in your mind. So, for example, we have a thing called Rondori. Rondori basically means literally in Japanese, to seize chaos. It's very famous in the world of martial arts known as Rondori for like judo or jiu-jitsu, where it's constant application of like free-flowing technique where people wrestle and it's just whatever comes natural. It's not predetermined sets of movements that are done. It's kind of whatever happens and happens. So Rondori means to seize chaos. However, when people are attacking you, like multiple attackers, sometimes people freeze up in their mind and they're not able to perform. It's almost as if time is moving so quick they can't get caught up. They get hit, they get knocked down, they give up and they crumble up into the fetal position. So Rondori is supposed to teach people how to break out of that mindset and to slow it down in your mind so that you could see with clarity. In fact, I was once speaking with Steven Seagal, and he talked about shooting a firearm, and he said that he actually can watch the bullet come out of the gun. And I've seen him do this where he punches it, a bullet, through the same hole in the target continuously, where you almost think that he's got one shot in and he missed the rest because there's only one hole in the target, but he keeps hitting the same hole over and over again with such beautiful accuracy, right? But he actually talks about this, which is called mushin or emptiness, where you could see the bullet slowing down, and that takes extreme focus. Now, some people believe it could be done. Some people don't. I've lived it. I know for a fact it can be. So here's the thing. When people do time management or task management, if they have the right mindset, like you said, working one task at a time or, focusing on one thing 100%, they could get more done in a day. Do you not agree that they could do way more?
I totally agree.
If they were multitasking with 27 different things and the piles of papers everywhere and I'm on the phone and I'm typing in the computer and I'm talking to you at the same time and, you know, on text message, rather than saying, okay, let me focus on Dwayne for 20 minutes and not get interrupted. Now, boom, go on to my next task. And I will find that my tasks, my list of accomplishments for the day are that much better. Right?
Yes. Well, so, yeah. And they're done better. Like the quality of it is done better.
Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt, I'm not sidetracked, right? So now the next thing, though, that I need to add to that is sometimes that we get caught up in the day-to-day and in any kind of time management courses like the Franklin Covey program, they talk about, you know, things in categories A, B, and C, big tasks, medium tasks, and then what they call tasks like putting out fires where, you know, you're on your task, you're working on writing an article and you want to have it ready for the newspaper by this afternoon, then all of a sudden the phone rings and then all of a sudden you're talking to Mrs. Jones, little Johnny wants to quit, and now you just wasted 40 minutes without even realizing And then you go back and you're distracted, and then now you're not in the creative mindset that you once were, and then the article never gets done. I have people that I work with that are like that. They're caught up in the day-to-day, the thick of things, like I say, and they get caught up in that so much that they're very unproductive. And they think they're productive. They think they're busy from day to night, and they really are. They're at their computer. They're up till 4 in the morning. They're exhausted at the end of the day, however, not getting things done. And I have people that I work with, and I go, how long does it take to do this? And they'll say, an hour. And okay, can we do 4 of those a week? Sure. At the end of the week, how many did you do? 2. What happened, though? You had 168 hours that week. You know, out of them, 50 hours were work week. So why didn't you get it done? It's because people get caught up in the minutia of the busy work, and they forget how to manage their tasks.
Yeah. Well, and they people don't know how to protect themselves from that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You were going to say something. You know what? Add that, because that's something that I was going to say. I was going to use, again, different words. I was going to use the word isolate themselves from all the other crap. So you said protect themselves, and what you were going to say is about those little mini fires or the stuff that gets in the way.
Absolutely. Or those time vampires that
exactly.
Dan Kennedy calls them time vampires, which I love. And